Governor Scott Walker's most recent appointee to the state Supreme Court has now won that seat for a 10-year term. WUWM's Bonnie Petrie was at Justice Rebecca Bradley's election night watch party in Wauwatosa and has this report.
And Justice Bradley approached the microphone to thank a long list of supporters, including Governor Scott Walker, who's appointed her to 3 judgeships since 2012. Bradley's close ties to Walker had some questioning whether she could be an independent jurist or if she's beholden to her conservative supporters. Bradley says she's not beholden to anyone, as she reached out to the supporters of the woman she defeated last night, Court of Appeals Judge Joanne Kloppenburg.
All of the voters in Wisconsin who supported Judge Kloppenburg, please know that I am your justice too. Everything I said on the campaign trail, I mean sincerely. I will always follow the law, regardless of how I feel about it or the outcome in the case.
At a win last night's race, Bradley had to overcome weeks of glaring criticism over some writing she did in 1992 when she was a student at Marquette, in which she called gay people queers who were choosing to kill themselves during the AIDS epidemic. She also agreed with the idea that women who are victims of date rape bear some responsibility for their attacks, and she compared abortion to the Holocaust. Perhaps referring to that controversy, she closed her remarks last night at the Crown Plaza in Wauwatosa with a Winston Churchill quote.
There is nothing more exhilarating than being shot at without result.
Bonnie Petrie, 89.7 WUWM.